excited. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you couldn't be excited. Have faced those guys a number of times, and they're tough. You know, they're tough, and you put them behind Bumgarner, and it makes for a pretty strong top three. And follow up with Kane and Peavy, Heston back there. It's a strong staff.
What makes those guys as tough as they are?
Throw mid-90s with movement. I mean, that's the simple way to put it. I think that Cueto's got a lot of deception, hides the ball well, great stuff. Samard is just a big human being that is coming downhill at you with a lot of movement. Looking forward to getting to know them better.
Did you like facing those guys?
I like facing every pitcher.
Were they tough to face?
They're good. They're good. Yeah, they make it tough on you sometimes.
Cueto reminds me of Luis Tiant. I don't know if you remember from your baseball history, but sometimes he does this shimmy where he's actually looking out towards center field in his delivery.
Yeah, I noticed that. I imagine he just does that on his own. I don't think it's a called pitch or anything, so I'll have to get used to that.
So there's a possibility that the starting staff could possibly exceed 700 innings this year. What that, if everyone's healthy, of course, what would that mean to your pen and overall performance, you think?
Well, I mean, I think if those guys do pitch deep into games like that, what it does is it keeps your bullpen fresh, obviously. And then hopefully when you're in the playoffs, you know, you've seen where a bullpen can take over a game. I mean, we've seen it in our playoff runs. Saw it in Game 7 against Kansas City when Huddy had to come out early. We had to, you know, that was a little different with Bumgarner, but Affelt did come in. Affelt came in Philadelphia in 2010 and then pieced together the bullpen that way. So it could be really important.
Last year you set career highs in games played and plate appearances. Do you attribute any of that to playing first base, or is that just kind of your older, wiser, your conditioning might be better?
Probably all of the above. You know, I think Boach was great trying to keep me as fresh as possible. I mean, still catching over 100 games last year, you're going to be pretty tired at the end of the year. But having a break at first, it helps. You know, I mean, it's hard to put a number on it exactly. And then with the training staff, as far as my regimen in the gym or maybe recovery, have learned more.
Okay. And we know what Bum's feeling would be on the DH, but what are your feelings on the DH in terms of, I know it's not coming soon, but
yeah, I mean, I personally like having the hitter in the lineup just because I like the strategy of having to navigate a little bit more, the manager having to navigate through a game. But I don't know. I don't know. It's a hard one because I'm not sure. It'd be interesting to get a legitimate poll from fans and see what they thought, because I know as a kid I liked seeing the pitcher hit. I thought it was entertaining. So I don't know if adding the DH adds excitement or it's definitely a hot topic.
Yeah, it's a good opinion piece. All right, thanks, Buster.
A big thank you to everybody for listening to the TortureCast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TortureCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at torturecast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying we'll see you next time.